Matthew 16:13. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do you say that I am, the Son of Man am?" So they said, "Some say you're John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "You're the Christ, you're the Son of the living God." Jesus answered and said, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who's in heaven. And I also say to you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven." Then he commanded his disciples that they should not go tell everybody that he was the Christ. Amen. Now, these verses, as you know, are rich with revelation, just rich with revelation. Jesus asked the disciples who other people say that he is. They told him. But then he asked them who they thought he was. So obviously, he's expecting a different answer from them. Right? Obviously. The world may think one way, but you're not the world. He expects a different answer from you. He expects a different answer from you. You're not everybody else. We see revelation here being the bedrock of the foundation of the church in these verses. We see that revelation, that Jesus is the Messiah, is the foundation of these verses. We see Father, it mentions Father is revealing these things. But I want to go somewhere with you today. Walk with me just a little bit. We'll come down through this a little bit, but we're going to end up on something that I think will really help us. Verse 18, "And I also say that you are Peter, and on this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." The title of the message today is "The Gates of Hell." But just before we step off talking about that, I want to mention to you the words, "Upon this rock I'll build my church," because there's a lot of theological opinions about this verse. And I assure you that Peter is not the foundation of the church. However, Peter was suitable, and he, two and four, laying the foundation of the church. He had a solid revelation, and he had a solid confession. If you pick that up in there, there was a revelation, and there was a confession. You might want to store that there. Now, but he wasn't the only one that laid the foundation. We see many. And many people began to understand that Jesus was the Messiah. So, Peter's confession is a solid foundation on which you could build the church. You're the Messiah. You're the Son of the living God. Peter's revelation that Jesus is the Messiah is a good foundation to build on. There's something about confession of a revelation. Amen. There's just something about that, because that's how you got saved. You believed in your heart and confessed with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and that God raised him from the dead. How did you know Jesus is raised from the dead? You weren't there. You got a revelation. You know that it happened because it was revealed to you by the Father. It's revealed to you by the Father that Jesus is the Messiah. Amen. You confess that. Sounds like faith to me. Now, in the scriptures also, we see that Jesus is called the stone. Isaiah 28:16 says, "Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not act hastily." So what we see here is Peter's a stone, Jesus is a stone, and guess what? You're a stone. You're a lively stone building, this tabernacle of David, this tabernacle of worship. That's who you are. But what are you building it on? What is the truth here? Well, the truth is that Jesus is the foundation. The truth is the church is built on revelation. The truth is the church is built on the revelation that Jesus is the Christ. Those are all correct. Amen. And that's what these verses are about. Jesus is going to build his church. He said he would build the church. He would build the church. And then he said this, and the gates of hell will not prevail. Now, Wednesday night, Danny talked about the ecclesia. She mentioned that it's a governing body. It's a legislative assembly. So the word church isn't just a religious term for a bunch of people who just believe certain things. The church of the living God is in charge in this earth. And I'm happy to say they're doing a better job of it these days. Amen. And so, if you say the church shouldn't be involved in politics, I would say to you, perhaps that's right. You could skip right over and be involved in the government.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Because we are the ruling body. Now you can't get that with the flesh. Anyone just listening with their flesh doesn't get that we rule. But we know that we're not fighting things in the natural. We rule over the natural. Church, if we ever needed any kind of awakening, it's the authority of the believer. You are so blessed that you were raised with understanding the authority of the believer. We just happen to be in that tribe that revelation went forth. But I'm telling you what, Kevin, there are people in the church that have no idea that we have any authority. They just don't know. They don't have any idea. They just think that God's just sovereign and he just can do whatever he wants to do. But the Bible clearly tells us in the first chapter that we were given dominion and we were supposed to rule. Once again, Adam lost it, but the Bible says that Jesus got it back for us. And so the Bible says that we're the body, and if you read Ephesians, you find out that power is toward us, the same power that raised Christ from the dead, seated him at the right hand of God, and he's the head, and we're the body. So we are above all principalities, all powers, all rulers of darkness, all low-level devils. We're above all that.
Amen.
You're above this whole socialistic stronghold.
That is right.
And sin is full and it will be judged.
Yes.
When it comes to that. You're not being judged. Jesus took your judgment.
Amen.
But as a nation, some of this stuff is about to go away.
Hallelujah.
Now, praise the Lord. So, we are the ecclesia and we need this awakening. Now, this is what Jesus is talking about. When he said, I'll give you the keys of the kingdom, he's talking about governmental authority. See, the church just kind of said, well, we're separating church and state, and people took that, well, we'll just get off over here. No, we need to be praying. We need to be saying, and we need to be saying what we believe, and we don't need to get watered down because there's this air, if you will, that, well, we just need to love everybody. Well, Pastor, we do. You know, the interesting thing is Jesus said he came to bring the sword. He said he could separate mother from daughter. Now, that's not what we're looking for. We do love everybody. But when it comes to the truth, the church of the living God needs to stand up for the truth. Even if you're involved in some things that aren't exactly right, you still need to want to admit to yourself what the truth really is and what the Bible really said. Amen. That's not Democrat. That's not Republican. That's Bible. Now, the keys are symbol of the ruling. The gates of hell, the power of death will never be able to stop the church from going forward. The church is always moving. La iglesia sigue caminando. See? Is that right? The church is always moving. Always moving. Always going forward. Well, it sure didn't look like it. Well, there were remnants always going forward. There really are. You've been going forward. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So here's what I want to get to. Where are the gates of hell? Where are the gates of hell? Where can the devil sit in power? The mind is the gatekeeper of the kingdom of God. It's the place of access, transition, and power. Okay? Access, transition, and power. It follows then that the gates of hell are set up in people's minds. I'll help you with it. You know when you read on down in that Matthew right there? You read on down and Peter says, you know. You can read it in a minute, but this is what Jesus said. He turned to Peter and he said, "Get thee behind me, Satan. You're an offense to me, for you're not," listen to this, "you're not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men." So Jesus rebukes Peter, but he doesn't say, "Peter, you're a devil worshiper." He says, your mind is filled with the things of man. Are you with me? Can y'all get that? Your mind is filled with the things of man. See, your mind can just be filled with, praise the Lord. This is especially important to remember. I want you to remember this. If you don't remember anything else I said today, remember this. The devil is empowered by human agreement. Jesus defeated him. He has no power unless you give it to him. He is like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Who he may devour. He may not devour me.
Amen.
But that's what the scripture says. Human agreement. I'm just going to blow your hair back just for a minute here. To say that I'm only human is to say I'm only satanic. Because humanity without Christ at the center is satanic in nature. Church, when we were given the Spirit of God, we lose the privilege of claiming we're only human. You're not only human. You're a superhuman. You have wall-to-wall God on the inside. Lord, help us to understand our new nature, that we're new creatures. We need to understand that. You're not just human. You are human, but you're not just human. And you're not having just all these wonderful thoughts that were just yours. They're coming from one place or another. When I was a kid, they always had the devil on one shoulder and the angel on the other. That really wasn't far from the truth in the mind. You're going to go free today. The gates of hell are not going to prevail against you another day. This is something we need to meditate on, I'm telling you. Now, I empower him anytime I agree with the man-centered perspective.
Oh my.
I'm going to empower him. If it's a man-centered perspective, if it's not the wisdom of God, I heard Jesse Duplantis say this morning. He said, "I don't care how they are good at building, if they don't have the Holy Ghost, I don't even want to hear it." He wants people that really are getting it from God. It's good to have a Holy Ghost doctor. If you're going to have one. Amen. I empower demonic forces and become a gate to release his power to steal, kill, and destroy. You do. See, I'm changing things right now because you can't leave it out here anymore.
That's right.
You're going to have to realize that you are the gate.
Yeah.
It's all on the inside. And you're going to have to open that mouth. I'm getting ahead of myself, but praise the Lord. Church, for heaven's sake, for your sake, for your children's sake, for the church's sake, get your mouth right.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes,
Lord.
So our goal needs to be to agree with heaven all the time. Our minds need to be the gate of heaven, where angels ascend and descend freely on an assignment from God. Listen, whatever's free in heaven, whatever in that realm that functions freely needs to be functioning here. It needs to be functioning here. But you're going to have to understand, you're the gatekeeper of that. You are the gate of heaven. You are hosting His presence. You are the one doing that. Well, I just go to church. You are the church.
Right.
You are making the supply.
Yes. Amen.
Doyle's coming Wednesday night. People said to me, well, you know, he plays that country music and it's the same. Church. That man is anointed on a level that the world is not familiar with. You've got to pick up that God's writing on that stuff. You got to pick and pull on the anointing, because that man has more favor than most of us have seen in a lifetime. You want some of that. Plus, Haley's coming, and you'll love Haley. Oh, she's a jewel. And Emmett and Emmalou are coming too. Praise the Lord. But I'm telling you, don't get yourself locked into these little boxes about, well, you know, those are not my favorite songs. Look deeper into life. Look a little bit deeper into life. The world's not flat. The kingdom's not flat. There are realms. There are dimensions. There are places to go. We are to be a gateway people for the free flow of heaven realities, for the power in the earth. Not just little things that we think of that are little gimmicks that we can just spin all the time and go around and loop and loop and loop. No. If you're looping your situation and talking it all the time, you're perpetuating it. And you'll be right back at the start gate. You'll be right back at the start gate. You're going to have to shut it down.
Amen.
And this, I believe today is a day that there's several people. I know I had this week studying this. I had a deeper awakening of this. And I found out that if I really, really shut it down, it can't happen.
Yes.
It can't happen. If I really shut it down, let's say that someone got news that they were dying. If they really shut that down, they're not going to die. My grandmother, I don't know if you remember this, but they said she had lung cancer. Mamaw Ethel. She was a Holy Ghost woman, and they said she had lung cancer. Interesting thing. She never died, and nothing ever happened about it. She wasn't going there.
There you go.
She just wasn't going there. No, I'm not. No, I didn't. And she knew more than that. She knew that it wasn't that. She knew that healing was. She knew about healing. So she's not saying I'm not. She just cut it off, though. I'm not going to agree with that diagnosis. I'm not going to agree with that confession. I appreciate you, doctor, and I thank you for your information, but I'm going a different way.
Amen.
And that the Lord told you to have some kind of surgery or told you to go that way, then you'd go that way with the Holy Ghost. You'd take a pill if God told you to go that way. And I'm telling you, whatever you put in your body, you better take it by faith.
Amen.
And if you're someone in here and you're going to get the vaccine or you're out there, you need to, if you're going to do it, you need to do it by faith. And if you're not going to take it, you need to not take it by faith. And that's your constitutional right and your business. And it isn't any of mine. It's your business. But I'm telling you, whatever you do, do it by faith. See yourself, church, with two gates. There are all sorts of possibilities lining up at both gates right now. You see it? You're standing there. They're lining up. Well, it could go this way or it could go that way. Well, I could open my mouth right now and say what the gates of hell are saying. I could open heaven and prohibit hell. Yeah. Yeah. No, you're not coming in. Church, you're the border patrol.
Yeah.
Out there, be ice.
I love it. Amen.
Just roll right up there with your name. Nope, no entry.
No.
That's right.
Amen.
No entry.
That's right. That's so good.
Build you a big old wall in there. Just build a big old wall. When the low-level devil tries to crawl up, just put some electricity to that wall. He can't even get on it.
Amen.
I'm telling you, you see the two gates and decide what you want to do. And remember what God said to us this morning? On my right hand are pleasures forevermore.
Amen.
Go on into the garden in your thought life. Walk on into the garden. Well, I'm mad at so-and-so, and I just can't get over it. Well, you're walking on into the gates of hell right there. I got to do better than them. You're walking into the gates of hell right there. I hope they don't succeed. You're walking into the gates of hell right there. Just mind your own business and go on into the gate of heaven. Go on into the garden. Where he walks with you and talks with you and tells you he's your own. You're his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. See those two gates. See, God's given you a powerful mind. It's creative. It's beautiful. And he'll guide you and untangle your thoughts from these things of the world that try to introduce themselves to you. And he'll introduce you to the kingdom. Look what I have for you. No, that doesn't have to come in. I'm telling you, if you stop it, it'll stop coming in. If you get a pain, start worshiping. That'll make the devil mad enough to back off. Thank you, Lord. So we want God thoughts. Remember, we have the mind of Christ. You remember the mind is in your spirit. And we recently talked about this scripture, 1 Corinthians 2:9. Can you put that up? 1 Corinthians 2:9. I don't think we have the Passion Translation, but I'll read it to you in both. It says, but as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of man, the thing that God had prepared for those who love him. Right? Okay, and then let me read the Passion to you. This is why the scriptures say, things never discovered or heard of before, things beyond our ability to imagine. These are the many things God has in store for all his lovers. But God now unveils these profound realities to us by the Spirit. Yes, he has revealed to us his inmost heart and deepest mysteries throughout the Holy Spirit who constantly explores all things. The Holy Spirit searches for things that have never been heard by human ears or seen by human eyes. He is the greatest search engine in the universe. And he searches the greatest reservoir of information and revelation, the Father's heart. He's searching the Father's heart, and he wants to deliver it to you. And he's saying, Art, there are pleasures forevermore right here. You don't have to go the hard way. You don't have to go the sick. I told the people this morning, I said, if you're over 60, this is a good time for you to renew this and stop hell.
Yeah.
Because it'll try, if you're over 60, it'll try to tell you you're on the downgrade. And that's a lie of the devil.
Yep. That is right.
When I get to be over 60, I'm going to remember that. What are y'all laughing about? Psalm 139, 17 says, every single moment you're thinking of me. How precious and wonderful to consider that you cherish me constantly in your every thought. Oh God, your desires toward me are more than the grains of sand on every shore. When I awake each morning, you're still with me. And Jesse quoted this, interesting how we're all flowing the same Holy Ghost here. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Jeremiah 29:11 says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not for evil. God's not thinking thoughts of evil. That's coming from the other gates. He, get his thoughts. Get his thoughts. Take his thoughts. The Bible talks about renewing your mind. We talk about it all the time. Thank you, Jesus. I know the thoughts that I think toward you, thoughts of peace, not evil, to give you a future and a hope. This is the mind of Christ. This is what the Father's thinking. Hey, can I tell you something? God has been living in the experience of knowing us long before we were ever born. He knows us. He didn't have just a few random thoughts about you. For trillions of years, God has been thinking about us. And the Holy Spirit is searching the whole archive. And he brings out incredible treasures that come to you in precisely the right moment. You have a book in heaven. It's got your name on it. Angels go in there and go, yep. Holy Spirit leads them to it. Yeah, they do. Holy Spirit is searching all the archives. It's faster than any internet you've ever been on. He's looking. Okay, we finally got Danny into the earth. Now let's just start taking off with her. She's going to end up here. She's going to do this. She's going to do that. Here, Gabe's been born in the earth now. The angel Gabriel went, I got one named after me. So, hey. So, he's going to be a good basketball player. He's a musician. They're reading through there. Oh, look at here. Yeah, praise the Lord. He's going to live next door to the most anointed person on earth. Not really. But we all are anointed. And I am anointed. You're anointed. Not bragging. Just saying who we are. Yeah, he's going to come through right at the right moment. You just need to be listening. And we listen, here's how you can tell. What, you know he's speaking when there's a freshness. Yes. When there's a freshness to it. When you go, oh. And let me help you with that just a minute more before we start closing. When you're hearing God, you'll know. You'll go, yeah, that's the Lord. It's not a hard thing. You just know. When you're hearing God, it touches you in a different place. And he'll say things that maybe way you don't talk. Yeah. Have y'all ever noticed that when I'm preaching, that I use words that I never use when I'm talking to y'all? Because when I'm writing, the Holy Spirit's writing, and I use these words, I'm like, oh, that's a good word. But, it, you know. Holy Spirit, you know, like my pleasures forevermore. I just said, it's going to be good. But he says, at my right hand are pleasures forevermore. And I go, oh, that's the Lord, because I wouldn't, you know. You get what I'm trying to tell you? That was free. I just thought I'd help you a little bit. All right. So, you know what the Lord's saying right now to you? I'm just going to tell you. He's saying, pull up close to me and let me tell you what I've been dreaming of you. Let me tell you what dreams I have for you. Come here, baby. Sit right up here. I'm going to tell you what I'm dreaming about you. Come here, son. Come over here, son. Come over here, daughter. Come over here and sit down. I'm going to tell you some things. Let me just tell you what's going on in your life. That's what he wants to do. He wants you to get so close that he'll unravel all that other stuff. No, baby. That won't happen if you'll let that go. Now, you have some power here, baby, so you're going to have to let that go. You're not going down. You're not dying. Now, I want to say two things to you here just before we close. First, revelation, and that's what we need, of course, is not something that you can dig out of some theological book or a study guide. It's not going to happen. It's not even something that you can unravel out of the Bible by yourself. Revelation is locked up in a realm that the Bible calls mysteries. And you can't hunt it down and trap it like an animal. You can't do it. And it can't even be discovered by constant searching. That won't work either. We don't unlock mysteries. You hear me? They are unlocked for us. They're unlocked for us. Now, there is a key. There's a key to it. What does it take then? Mysteries are unlocked for the hungry. If you'll hunger after God, if you'll hunger after the meaning of something, that's what the real seeking is. Notice it said seek the kingdom and not search the kingdom. That was fresh off the press right there. It just said seek. Yes. So you, I'm hungry for this. Go after this. I'm going to go after this. Now, Lord, open this up to me. Ooh, I feel the power of God today on that. I'm telling you, God will open up things to you and you'll go running to tell somebody. Look at what the Lord showed me. Look I get phone calls like that all the time. And I get weekly people, you know, the staff is like, did you see this? Did you see that? I love it, though. I love it. Have you ever noticed this? I mean, God is a treasure chest for us. And church, not only that you just discover the revelation, but the revelation plays out in your life, in that Garden of Eden in your life. Several of you right now are... There's at least three families right now that need a place to live in this town. Have no care.
That's right.
Do not say, I don't know where it is. Just say, God knows. And it is revealed to me. That's all you got to do. And we've already agreed. It's the right one, the exact one. We've agreed it's the right one, the exact one. We've agreed it's the right place, it's the exact place. It'll happen.
Amen.
Just know it. What's your line of clothing? Know that? Know that? That's a good phrase. Know that. God's not going to leave you forsake you. He's not going to leave you out on the street. You will have the most perfect place. I won't tell all my house stories today. Thank you, Jesus. Remember that Jesus concealed things in parables. The hungry knew the truth. They said, oh, he's preaching about a farmer sowing seed. But the disciples found out he was talking about the word being sown in your heart. You're a disciple. You're going after him. But even more than that, you're a friend. You're God and son, or God and daughter. You're in the house. You're not out of the house. You're in the house. You're his friend. Yeah, remember when your kids were little and they were your children, but then they got to the age where they became your friend. They became your brother and sister in Christ. You don't call them and tell them to put their shoes on and stuff, you know, brush your teeth. That's been, you know, and your conversations are different. They should be. God's like that with you. But you're still in the mansions, the dwellings with him. You're still in the realm with him. And he's talking. Holy Spirit talks all the time. All the time. All you have to do is turn yourself to that realm. But you can't be cumbered about by many things. So you're going to have to, I'm going to tell you what works for me, and you can do this if you want to, or find what the Holy Spirit says for you. When those thoughts come, and they come to it all, us all, and in this last year, we have fought the good fight over so many things. Beginning of last year, we had to deal with helping some people, and it was really hard stuff. There were a lot of us involved, and then COVID came. And then we had to deal with the election, and then Pastor went to heaven on us. And then we dealt with some other, I mean, there's been all kinds of stuff. This is a year where the gates of hell have brought up all kinds of thoughts that we could have taken. But you got to shut them down. And I'm going to tell you what I say. I just yell at it. The gates of hell. When that thought tries to come to me, I'll go, the gates of hell. That's all you got to do. You get that feeling about somebody that did you wrong, but you already forgave them. And then the devil will try to come back and say, now, have you really? And you say, that's the gates of hell. I already did that. You remember back when you were young and you did such and such? That's the gates of hell. Your tone was a little awkward 3 weeks ago to so-and-so. That's the gates of hell. You've already repented. You're good. No, Lord, I command a crop fire over that stuff. You're worrying. You start worrying. What if it doesn't work? What if so and so? What if I'm in trouble? 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 That's the gates of hell. I might die. I might die. I might die. That's the gates of hell. That's all the gates of hell. Just talk to it. Just say. In fact, the total answer to that is this. I'm going to tell you the simplest way to shut down the gates of hell if you're ready. The simplest way. Who wants to know? You want to know?
Yes.
Most people want to know. A few of you don't want to know. Stop listening to yourself and start talking to yourself.
Amen.
That's as simple as it is. That's as simple as it is. You have to get out. I mean, I'll get out there in the garden and I'll say, nope, Jesus loves me. No, I'm good. Good's happened. No, favor's going to happen to me. No, that isn't going to happen. Favor's going to happen to me. No, that's the gates of hell. And some days you may do it for 20 minutes, 30 minutes until they quit coming up to the gate. But they will. And tell them something. Thoughts are just low-level devils. That's all they are. They're just low-level. See, you think you're thinking that. You're not thinking that. The enemy's coming in and saying, well, you know.
Yeah.
That's the devil.
It is.
Me and my loved one, we're not getting along so good anymore. That's the gates of hell.
Yeah.
It's just the gates of hell. Mm-hmm. Open the heaven gate, you'll fall in love all over again. Oh, find something good. Be a good finder. Find something good to say about somebody. Even that person where it's really hard to find something good, you can say they combed their hair on the right side or something. Right? Be a good finder. Words fight thoughts. Thoughts won't fight thoughts. Words fight thoughts. Speak out loud. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. But it's not going to be do this. It's going to be, no, no. That's not my thought. I'm this.
Right.
You're that.
Yeah.
I walk in love. You're nothing but hate.
That's good.
I'm going to live forever, ever. You're going into the lake of fire.
Amen.
And they hate it when you send them back to the abyss.
Yeah.
This is real stuff. Gates or passageways? The phrase gates of hell, that's a Jewish term for the realm of the dead. Stop the death cycle. Stop the death cycle. Stop it. So-and-so's just getting worse. Stop it. Miss Kathy was at our house. She, when we walked in, she said, "Don't get near me. I don't know what I have. I feel horrible." She starts walking out to the car. Deb's watching her, says, "No, we have to drive her." Deb drives her to her house. We get there, not getting better. We call John East. John East starts helping. Kathy goes to the hospital. She gets a bad report. She's home and she's fine.
Amen.
She didn't take the bad report. She has had some things to deal with. They helped her. But she could have immediately taken the death cycle.
Yeah.
People take the death. Listen, there are people who are getting better that will keep taking the death cycle till it kills them. Okay. Not Miss Kathy. Miss Kathy won't.
No.
But there are people who do. Yeah. We just pray for them. The eyes of their understanding be enlightened.
Yes.
When I was a kid, it was often that people around us would say, "Oh, I think I'll just have cancer. I think cancer's getting me." Our mom would make statements like that. And we'd be like, "Mom, you don't have cancer." But nobody knew confession. Nobody knew gates in our denomination. We didn't know all that. You wouldn't dream of saying that over somebody, would you? You wouldn't say that. Would you say it? Then don't let it through the gate.
Amen.
Let's stand up. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Gates or passageways? Talk to yourself. Well, people are around. I'll be embarrassed. Then go get in the car. Shut the door and say, "Devil, in the name of Jesus, I bind you. I send you to the abyss in Jesus' name. That is not my thought. I will live and not die. I will have success. I will have favor. I'll go forth in victory. My debts are paid." And I'm going to tell you something. This is the year of the debt freedom. Well, I don't know how that could happen. Shut that gate. Shut the gate. You don't have to know how it'll happen.
Yeah, that is right.
Yep. That doesn't matter at all. Mm-hmm. Our prayer should be like this. "Lord, I confess I'm keen to your guidance. I believe you'll help me see the beauty of your mysteries. Lord, I release any tendency to try to control what I don't understand."
Amen.
And shut that gate. "Well, I don't understand. I don't understand why so-and-so doesn't get better." Now think about that. You sure do understand why? Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. "Well, I don't understand why so-and-so keeps talking like that." Well, one reason they will is if they don't ever come to church. You can't come to church once every 6 weeks and think that your conversation is going to change. Well, but they're listening online. They're watching TV. It's not enough. You got to become a part of the church.
Yeah, that's right.
You got to make your supply. You got to be involved.
Right.
Those of you listening online, I know sometimes it's hard to find Word of Faith, Spirit-filled churches. And we want you to listen to us. But if you can find a church like us, pray about going to it.
Yep.
And if you can't, gather up people in your house and be Victory Church out there.
Yeah. Right.
Tell them, come over. We're going to watch Victory Church. Half of y'all can sing, I know. Do your own music until we figure out how to get it on there right. Say, do some worship and then wait for us to come on and have church. Receive an offering if you need to and send it to us. Or pay your light bill or something. Jesus, I don't know. Whatever's legal, do that. Send it to a ministry. I don't care about that. But what I'm trying to say is be a part of the supply of the anointing. Johnny stayed out there with Miss Cassie. What time did you get home that night? 3. She got home at 3. There's another reason to be a part of a church. When you have friends like that, that will go with you. We had just walked in from a long drive, and Johnny's took over. She just did it, and there was no hesitation. There's another reason to be a part of a family right there. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Did y'all get anything out of this today? Open to the mind of Christ. Keep the gates of hell shut. They will not prevail against you as long as you're hungry for revelation and as long as you're hungry for God to lead you into greater things and as long as you constantly consider Jesus. He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen.